Welcome to episode 93 of The Vinyl Thread with me, Auburn, and DJ E. This week we visit Japan, sharing some of their big names from the 1960s, 70s and 80s that really should be better known over here in the UK.
ようやく自分に戻った気がするぜ。あんなにたやすく別れをぶつける暇もないお前に勝手はしない。出会いは南の嵐のようで、根こそぎ昨日をさらった恋さ。このままお前と生きてもいいとは俺らしくもない。 体を思い出す日よけを下ろして抱き合う部屋ではまるで時間さえ止まっていたぜ。明日の行方を占うカードを分かっていたのさ。ために鳴るって人を懐に落ち着けるはずもないのさ。そいつが俺の
number one best-selling album of 1980s Japan by Akira Tarao. This is Habano Express. What was the second best-selling album, I hear you ask? That was Michael Jackson's Thriller, showing you just how popular this album was in Japan.
Oh, Bayside by Junko Yagami. Junko is a Japanese singer and songwriter from the Aichi Prefecture who has been notable in figure in Japanese music since the 1970s. Her discography is incredibly impressive, having released 25 albums, six of which were live concert albums.
に咲いた花だけどあの子は可憐な子だったよ。 忘れはしないいつまでもあの日の悲しい眼差しを。
A song that comes with its own atmosphere. This is Japanese singer and actor Frank Nagai with Chaiko Disappeared into the Night Fog.
Kimi ga の白いこのマフラー肩に巻いて心の底に今愛し合う力が来た風にも負けはしない
Have to excuse my translation of this tune, as I couldn't find this album on Discogs, the vinyl database. Instead, like a lot of world music listeners, relying on Google Translate. The artist is Akira Fuse, the song Memories of the Devil.
Thank you.
was East Side Boogie by Ryo Kawasaki. The Clockwork Orange on his album cover is not the only fusion in his work. Ryo is also a talented guitarist, composer and band leader who is best known as one of the first musicians to popularise the fusion genre. He moved to New York in the 1970s and has since worked with the likes of Jill Evans, Elvin Jones and Chico Hamilton, to name a few.
Thank you for listening to episode 93 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again at 12 noon EST and 5 p.m. UK time on Sunday. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's Blossoming Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from DJ E and me.